I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. The Italian-American community has a very long history here in New York, and today is the day the five boroughs celebrates that heritage. It's the annual Columbus Day Parade, now in its 80th year, hitting Fifth Avenue this morning.
The barricades are up, and the excitement is building here. Thousands are expected to celebrate the Italian-American culture, which has deep roots in this country, says organizer Lisa Ackerman.
Italians have had a long history in this country. Believe it or not, two Italians signed the Declaration of Independence.
She expects about 25,000 people to march down Fifth Avenue, including a group from Italy called Italia,
which is a Ministry of Foreign Affairs initiative called Roots Tourism. And they're actually going to have 300 people marching in the parade.
There will also be a float honoring Giovanni de Verrazzano, who discovered New York 500 years ago. And a new float will make its debut, celebrating the Italian language. Darius Ranzi is 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM on 5th Avenue at West 46th Street.
Both Mayor Adams and Governor Hochul plan to march today. The parade, beginning at 44th Street, continuing up 5th Avenue to 72nd, it's expected to end at 3:30 in the afternoon, so make your travel plans accordingly. Now, officially, the city recognizes today's holiday as Italian Heritage Day and Indigenous Peoples Day. That's been the case since 2021. Returning for its 10th year at Randall's Island is the annual event hosted by the city's Indigenous Peoples Day Committee, a celebration of Indigenous culture and history.
Unity and protection are the themes this Indigenous Peoples Day.
We come protecting our homeland, our mountains, our waters, our land bases, our languages, our life ways.
That's Auntie Pua from Moko Kayave. She says that those attending today's gathering are celebrating and making commitments that they will protect their sacred land and history. Many gatherers like Shanae believe Indigenous Peoples Day has been overshadowed by Columbus Day.
Really triggers the historical, insidious, and generational trauma, but it also creates a present-day trauma and continues to perpetuate the erasure of a people and pretends like none of those things ever happened.
Attendees say these events help their community to deepen, get stronger, be clearer, and pray harder. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Randall's Island.
The two-day event wrapping up at 2 this afternoon on Randall's Island. They'll kick off today's schedule of events with a sacred sunrise tobacco and water ceremony that's taking place at 7. Parts of the Sunshine State are looking at a very long recovery after Milton. Here in the tri-state, people are doing what they can to help, and some are going above and beyond. That includes a New Jersey man who'll be headed down with a giant load of supplies, and it's not the first time he's done something like that in the past month.
Dozens of large bags are packed up with these donated goods inside the mobile emergency response kitchen truck. Ed Hill is the founder of Merck, first North Carolina this past weekend. Now he's packing up again and heading down to Florida.
I'm mainly giving stuff for people that have been displaced from the homes, the people that don't have anything. You know, we worry about not having internet, you know, for a game. These people are worried about, you know, a fresh pair of underwear or, you know, some clean socks.
Hill has local Boy Scout troops helping out packing the donations for a reason.
I believe in giving back and paying it forward, and I want to set an example for the kids, the next generation. And once they load it up, I'm going to head down there so they can see what it's like to give back to family that are hurting.
Safe travels, Ed. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Paramus.
Well, a carjacking in New Jersey early Sunday, ending with the arrest of a Bronx man on the George Washington Bridge and with several Port Authority police officers at the hospital. Now, it started on Route 46 in South Hackensack, where police say a guy who'd just been in an accident stole another car and fled. CBS 2 News spoke to Tony Jaquinto, who owns a club nearby.
It's kind of crazy. I mean, it was at closing time, so there was a lot of people around.
The stolen car later turning up disabled on the George Washington Bridge, as did the 45-year-old suspect. Port Authority police say Uvaldo Gonzalez pulled a knife and attacked several officers. Five were hurt, three with knife wounds. He is now charged with attempted murder and assault. Well, gun violence in the Bronx last night in the lobby of an apartment house. Police raced to the scene around 7 p.m. at a building on East 138th Street and found a man had been shot in the head. He was rushed to Lincoln Hospital in critical condition. Whoever shot him was gone by the time officers got there. Well, a rally will take place today outside the Amazon facility in Staten Island, where workers still don't have a labor contract, even though they unionized 2 years ago. 1010 Winds spoke with Local One President Connor Spence, who says they hope to put Amazon on notice heading into the holiday season.
Rallies in the past for us have been a great way to galvanize the workers, really marry the actions that we're doing in the workplace with the community support, get everybody together, create that sense of solidarity. And we haven't done something like this in a long time.
Now, the union accuses the company of using court action to stall contract negotiations. Well, returning to Brooklyn this week, the Bushwick Film Festival, back for its 17th year. It'll flood the Bushwick with film premieres, industry panels, interactive pop-ups, and a lot more. 1010 Winds spoke with Kwebe Koti, who is the founder of the Bushwick Film Festival.
The community of Bushwick is a very unique and creative area, and I think the community itself sets us apart from other festivals in the U.S. We are a film festival for emerging voices as well as diverse voices.
The Bushwick Film Festival launching this Wednesday, October 16th, continuing through Sunday, the 20th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.